For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Ahead of Monday's reopening, leaders at Western Kentucky University have their fingers on the launch button for what's being called the Big Red Restart. The campus is coming back to life after in-person learning was canceled due to the coronavirus. Lisa Autry brings us this report on how WKU is restarting in unprecedented times.
Did you guys get everything out of the car?
The refrigerator.
Yeah, just
what about the microwave?
It's right there.
Anna Tranter is moving into a dormitory at WKU, a rite of passage for thousands of incoming freshmen. She's from the northern Kentucky town of Edgewood and plans to major in fashion merchandising. Her family is helping her move into her room on the sixth floor of Minton Hall.
I brought my clothes, pillows, laundry hamper. I brought a little plant that I bought, see if I can keep that alive.
Her mom, Laura Tranter, is helping make the bed while Anna hangs clothes in her closet. While leaving a child at college is never easy, parents have an additional worry this school year, COVID-19. But Tranter says she feels confident Anna will be safe.
It appears Western's really trying to prepare in the way they need to bring the kids on campus.
Anna is one of more than 14,000 students returning to the Hill for the fall semester. The coronavirus has upended the normal way of life on campus, even the way students are moving into dorms. One of the ways the university is limiting crowds is by using a drop-and-go method for moving in students.
So my roommate already had moved in without me, so we're not really doing it together, so she'll meet me here later.
Despite communal living, Tranter feels masks and social distancing will keep her safe.
We're also doing hybrid classes, so I'll be doing some classes online instead of in person, or a mixture of both online and in person. So I think that'll definitely help as well.
Mask, plexiglass barriers, hand sanitizing stations, and smaller class sizes are just part of WKU's new look. During his recent online convocation address, President Timothy Caboni called COVID-19 the largest challenge in school history.
We all are learning to live beside this virus. It's not going to go away until we have a vaccine. And that means for us to be able to continue our lives with some semblance of normalcy, we're going to have to do many things differently.
But even the best laid plans are no match for the coronavirus. According to a dashboard on the school's Healthy on the Hill website, WKU already has 206 cases of COVID-19. Several other universities in the U.S. are also detecting cases of the coronavirus. The University of Notre Dame in Indiana announced on Tuesday that classes would be remote for the next 2 weeks. Michigan State and the University of North Carolina have taken similar action. Before WKU reopened, President Timothy Caboni said there is no chance for a completely risk-free environment, and there would certainly be COVID-19 cases on campus. But incoming students will not be required to get tested before in-person classes start. A group of freshmen was having lunch this week at the Fresh Food Company on campus. One of them at the table has already had the coronavirus. Jack Lefford of Louisville tested positive 3 weeks ago and quarantined at home.
Only symptoms I really had was a headache and a little shortness of breath. But other than that, pretty much normal.
Because he brings an insider's perspective to COVID-19, Lefford says he appreciates what the university is doing to help slow the spread of the virus.
It's a little bit more real to me, I guess. So, yeah, I take a little bit more precautions.
On-campus testing is available to faculty, staff, and students free of charge. The school also has plans in place for isolating individuals who test positive for COVID-19. As WKU resumes classes on Monday, the coronavirus experiment is about to get tested. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.